The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." And so they went. He went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day long?" And they answered, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, by beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, we who bore the day's burden and the heat." And he said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last shall be first, and the first shall be last." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting gospel, and this parable appears only in the book of Matthew. And Matthew, being a Jewish gospel, scholars think that it has a certain application to the Church of Matthew, which is a Jewish church, which probably doesn't have the same meaning or strength or application in the other churches of Mark and Luke and John. So let me look at this and wonder what it might mean to us. We have to be careful not to paraphrase or overanalyze a parable. It's a simple story, and it's meant to carry one message, not many messages, one message. Some scholars think it may well be that it's a commentary on the Gentiles, the last ones to follow Jesus, in contrast to the Jewish followers of Jesus, who regarded themselves as people of the covenant, a privileged group. You know, one of the big tensions in the early church, the First Council of Jerusalem, was if Gentiles want to join the church, since the church was largely Jewish followers of Jesus, do they have to be circumcised first? They have to become Jews first, and then they become followers of Christ. It became a big tension. This may well have an application like that, that those who were first made a covenant, and therefore they were entitled. It speaks about entitlement. It's a contrast between the justice and the generosity of God. And therefore, because they were in a covenant, they were entitled to something very special. which the Gentiles, the tax collectors, the sinners, the last, were not entitled to the same blessing. Some scholars think that's in there somewhere. Here's what it does say, though. It says that in any profound relationship we have in life, it will not sustain through entitlement. I mean, when you find yourself saying, you owe me, then you know the character of the relationship is somewhat changed from justice, generosity. This is justice and it's not generosity. If you have to earn your way into heaven, your chances may not be so good. If you have to merit somebody's love, you have to perform. You have to prove yourself. That's the way the world operates. And this parable says, I know in the world, things, the way we operate in the commerce of the world, you have to earn it. You have to prove yourself. You have to measure up. And then somebody will respond. But in the kingdom of God, it's different. In the kingdom of God, you don't have to merit the blessing of a loving God. If God gave us what we deserved, our chances would be slim. But the wonder of our God is the infinite generosity and the embrace of love. Not only is that given to us to reassure us that we belong to the kingdom, but it also means it's given to us to be shared with others in our own human and limited, broken way, to try to put into practice what we have experienced from God, which is to say, we're not going to be generous because people deserve it. I remember when I was first ordained, I was stationed down at the old cathedral of St. Fabiana at 2nd and Main on Skid Row. I was there only 2 weeks, and homeless, indigent people on Main Street would come, ring the bell at the cathedral rector and ask for Father Connolly, because somehow, once you start giving some money to one or two, they could pass your name around. So my name was passed around. And I had a protocol at the beginning where if you came in and said, well, I have a job in San Bernardino, I need $10 to get there, my mother is sick in San Diego, or whatever it was, every kind of story. And by the way, I grew up in Brooklyn and I used to serve Mass for Father Murphy, and he was a very close friend of our families. I would say to the fellow, I'll tell you, you stay here for a moment. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to call Father Murphy at St. Patrick's Church in Brooklyn and ask him if he knows you. And if he says he does, then I'll give you anything you want. If he says he does not know you, then I won't give you anything. Well, I just go in. 5 minutes later, I come out and he's gone. I began to think about that. And I changed my mind. I decided I should help somebody, not because they deserve it, but because they need. And so what? If he goes out and spends the money on a few beers. If I was on Skid Row, and I was homeless, and I was desperate, I'd probably lie to get a few beers. So why don't I just respond? Not because the person deserves it, but because the person needs it. That's what this parable teaches us. That's the way God treats us, and that's the way we are asked as followers of Christ to treat others. Amen.